We turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. We've been here before, and I will touch on a few thoughts from previous sermons, but there's a reason that I'm really thinking about this scripture. Something was really striking to me this week, and I kept thinking about this scripture. And I thought, as challenging as the story will be that we hear, I think it's a profound illustration for us about this verse. Hebrews 13, verse 5, hear now the word of the Lord. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And we are focusing on the last part of the verse, I think the parts we're most familiar with. Let's recognize, though, that we're told to not be covetousness and instead be content with what we have, most importantly, because we have Jesus. To learn to be content, not to be complaining, not to be feeling we always have to have something to be happy, because we have Jesus. Because, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I was thinking about this verse a lot as I read an article in USA Today. Perhaps you're familiar with the story. I expect you're at least familiar with the tragic event that happened this Thursday of last week, and I think it's near Miami, Florida, Surfside, Florida, the collapsing of the building. I share with you a part of the article, and I'll highlight why it jumps out to me with this verse. Nicholas Balboa was walking his dog around midnight when he felt the ground shake. The rumble was followed by a loud crash and debris as part of a condo complex collapsed in Surfside, Florida. It's a pretty big building if you've seen the pictures, over 100 units. At first, he says, I thought it was a thunderstorm. But then I felt a shake, and I knew thunder doesn't make the ground shake. I knew it wasn't normal, so I decided to figure out what was going on. Balboa said it was eerily quiet as he and another person approached piles of concrete and metal. Police and first responders had not yet arrived when Balboa heard a scream. Balboa said he spotted little fingers pop out through the broken concrete and heard a boy's voice say, "Can somebody help me?" He climbed over rubble to reach the boy, later identified as Jonah Handler. Balboa said he was just saying, "Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me." And I told him, "We're not going to go anywhere. We're staying," Balboa said. Balboa said the boy evidently had been sleeping when the building collapsed because he was found underneath a mattress and a bed frame. News Nation now reported Balboa used his cell phone's flashlight to get the attention of police officers, who eventually pulled him to safety. The boy's mother died in the collapse. That repeated cry I read of the boy, "Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me," as he was trapped inside this cave of cement and metal and could only reach a few fingers out to the daylight, although perhaps not much light, it was midnight. "Please don't leave me." Can you imagine the fear? "Don't leave me. If you leave, maybe no one else is going to find me. Don't leave me. Please get me out of here." Such a heart-wrenching situation. And we all feel it in areas of our life. Don't we all find ourselves, "Please don't leave me"? Maybe we don't always utter it, especially as we're adults. We're supposed to be fine, but there's that sense of, "Please don't leave. Please don't leave me." You know, our children sometimes will say, you know, "Daddy's got to go to work. Please don't leave, Daddy. Please don't leave." And, you know, it hurts your heart. You want to stay, but you're not God. You're not omnipresent. or even just to be with one child in a special way, you can't be with the other one sometimes. But there's that, when you hear your child say, please don't leave, it's like, oh, it really grabs your heart. Imagine this child all alone, please don't leave me, to the man who found him with his dog at night. But we can all relate to that. We can all relate to that heart cry, please don't leave me, please don't leave me. And it had me thinking so much when I read that article. It had me thinking so much about this scripture tonight. It just came to mind immediately. Hebrews 13, verse 5. He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And that's what this man said to the boy. We're staying. And so Jesus is saying, I know you feel alone. I know you're lonely. I know you're struggling. But I will not leave you. In all of life, Jesus will never, 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 never leave his church, nor her members. Part one of preaching this text, that was the main idea, and the message, the sermon message was this: your prince is perpetually present with you. Part two of that scripture, the second sermon, Jesus will never, 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 never forsake his church or her members. He'll never, 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 never leave nor forsake you. The sermon for that message was, your Christ constantly keeps covenant with you. We can think about it with how we sang Psalm 23 tonight. This always comes to mind as well. Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. We know also from Hebrews chapter 13, also, I believe verse 20, 21, with a benediction you often hear. And we know that the Lord is our shepherd. Jesus speaks about he's the good shepherd. And Psalm 23 that you sang tonight, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He maketh me to walk in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear none evil, for thou art with me. He says, even death itself I don't have to fear because you're with me. You don't leave me even through death, which I think is a scary thing for us when we think about it. People are very afraid of death because at that point it's so final and alone. You know, there's that moment where no one's going through it with you, but Jesus is there. So for the Christian, it's only the valley of the shadow of death, but not death itself, because he's just taking you by the hand through it and into heaven. Never alone. Thus, verse 6 of Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The great shepherd of the sheep never leaves his sheep. He even goes out and he gets the ornery, rebellious sheep that strays, gets itself in all kinds of trouble, nearly dies. He goes out and he gets that sheep and he brings that sheep back into the fold. Second Corinthians 4, verse 9, we are persecuted, but not forsaken. What a comfort, isn't that, to think, yeah, we are persecuted. Jesus said we would be persecuted for him, but he also said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We won't turn around and say, where'd he go? There'll be no Judas kisses from Jesus. Jesus was truly alone on the cross. Jesus was utterly alone on the cross. His Father forsook him from heaven. Humanity forsook him on earth. He hung utterly alone. He went through hell alone so that you'll never be alone in hell. And I believe that will be one of its scariest experiences. People like to joke. I just heard it the other day. Somebody joked, well, at least I'll be in good company with my companions. No, it won't be good company. And whatever company you might have, I think it'll be more like solitary confinement. You'll hear their screams from the other cells, but you won't necessarily have any kind of, you won't have comfort from them. There won't be a sense of fellowship and closeness and belonging. There'll be an utter sense of loneliness. As Jesus screamed on the cross, quoting Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So that you'll never say that, that you'll never be alone, and that you'll never be alone here. Even facing death, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Even during death, even through death, you'll never be alone. One of my children asked me this week, what do you think death will be like? I've been thinking about it. Do you think it will hurt? And I, after asking and trying to gather what was behind the question, it was just wondering, kids wonder, just like we do. I said, I can't tell you that. God only knows what the situation will be. What I can tell you is that God will be with us the entire time. We will never be alone. The Good Shepherd will be with us through the valley of the shadow of death and into heaven. There's never a moment where we'll be alone. God will shepherd you through, whether it's in that hospital operating bed when the family can't continue any further past those doors. God will be with you when you might have to take whatever it will be and you won't remember until you wake up, but he'll be there with you. He who neither slumbers nor sleeps, who watches over you and won't let your foot be injured. The Spirit always will be in you. The Spirit always will be at your side. You will never go through anything in this world alone. We need to remember this also because sometimes for fear of being alone, we make mistakes for company. Whether it's a person or something or someone else. We need to really embrace that Jesus is always with us. You know, there's plenty of times, I've said this before, where we can feel utterly alone when we are completely surrounded by people, even those we would think of as our friends. Sometimes there's just an experience that you're going through that you feel utterly alone. The Lord is still with you. Your friends and family can't ultimately be there for you everywhere for everything. They're not God. They're weak, they're finite, and their time will be brief. But Jesus can. God is with you everywhere. See him on the other side of the rubble. As you reach out and know he's there, he isn't going to leave. Actually, see him inside the rubble with you. Just like Jesus was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the midst of the fire. Whatever you face, whatever you endure, as lonely as you may feel, remember to just keep saying, please don't leave me, please don't leave me, and Jesus will tell you in the Spirit, we're not gonna go anywhere. We're staying, and we're getting you out of here, and we're taking you with us. Dearly beloved, whatever befalls you, and however trapped and alone you feel, the truth of the matter is for you, Christian, God will never leave you. That is the message for you this evening. He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God will never leave you. Let us thank him for that. Let us pray. Lord God, we do confess that we often feel alone, broken, forsaken, and sometimes in many ways we truly are, but not by you. There's no place we can go, as the Psalms sing and as Jonah experienced. There's no place we can go where you are not and where you are not with us. Even in the depths of the sea, you hear our prayers and send the whale, as it were. Even in the back-breaking slavery of Egypt, you hear our cry and deliver us from Pharaoh and through the Red Sea and the wilderness into the Promised Land. Even though we feel like we are the last prophet, you meet with us and you reassure us that not only are you with us, but there are many others who have not bowed the knee to Baal that you have preserved. We thank you, Lord, we are not alone because you are our good shepherd. And we thank you we're not alone because God is our Father and the Holy Spirit is our comforter within us. Oh, bear your fruit, we pray. We thank you that we are not alone because you've given us the family and household of God, the church. And as we go through difficulties and we go through challenges in life, as many say, you find out who your real friends are and your real brethren are, and there aren't really that many usually. But the ones you have are the real ones, those who stick closer than a brother born for adversity. So, Lord, we thank you for our close family in God. And pray, Lord, that you would bless us to be ministers of your presence and love to one another, thinking of one another, remembering one another, and writing and calls and visits and gifts. Lord, that we would ultimately find our peace in you. For Lord, if we go to heaven or earth, there is no one we need or is better than you. You are the strength of our heart and our portion forever. You alone are omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. You alone know our heart. You alone were with us in our mother's womb while we were just an embryo. You alone have been with us through every aspect of our lives. You alone will be with us through to the end and into eternity. So, Lord, let us take comfort in your perpetual presence. Let us always hear the voice of our good shepherd, our great shepherd, trusting we won't want, we won't be in need, because you're always with us, always meeting our needs, always providing and guiding, satisfying, protecting. Thank you that you love your sheep. Feed them, we pray. And cause us, O Lord, to forgive as you forgive, to love as you love. Cause us to think as you think and to act as you act. Cause us to be more and more sensitive to your presence as you would help us to pray without ceasing, believing you will deliver an answer because you're right there with us. Perhaps this is another reason, as we think about this morning's text, that we don't pray as we ought because we struggle to believe you're there. Oh, we believe you're out there, but we struggle to believe you're right there, right here. Cause us to pray believing you'll answer and deliver because you're right there, watching over us, even as we sleep. Cause us to be encouraged tonight, whatever we are going through, whatever we've brought upon ourselves. No matter what, you don't leave us. You don't forsake us because you are faithful to your promise and to yourself. You are faithful to your covenant and to your name. And so we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.